This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Barry Zeckelman. How are you, Barry?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing great. Barry is the CEO and executive chairman of Zeckelman Industries. This is one of the leading steel producers and manufacturing companies of what's called HSS, which you'll learn more about. But really what you're going to want to learn about is he has a whole concept of what companies can be doing for responsible capitalism and also about manufacturing in the United States. But let's start off with Zeckelman Industries. You're 19 years old. Talk about what your role was and what you did there. Pretty amazing story.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate situation. I was in my first year of college and business school. My father passed away. So, for me, it was really, what am I going to do? This company was failing. It was, negative $5 million of retained earnings, 5 employees. And, any family friend or advisor said, sell it for a tax loss carried forward and go away. And, I just couldn't do that. I was already, my head was already beyond school. I was always a little, entrepreneurial at heart and mechanically inclined. And I knew my dad had a love of this. So I said, look, I think I'm going to make a go of it. Not really realizing just what I was getting into. I mean, it was, a real hornet's nest. But, I went in and, there were 5 employees. We were losing $60,000 a month. Sales were, I think, $2 million a year. It was a disaster. We were moments away from being out of cash. And literally, I couldn't make payroll every week. I had to juggle it with the guys and say, I'll pay you 3 on Friday and you 3 on you 2 on Tuesday. But they stuck with me, and we learned how to run the equipment and fix it and bring steel in and make tubing out of it and sell it and gain efficiencies. I learned how to how to look and fix the machines and get uptime better and do things until I really was treading water. And then things got interesting, and I'll tell you, people ask what's the secret of the success of the company, and I would say it's not me or my brothers or decision making we had, but it's the decision making and capabilities of every single teammate that we have. And we found a way very early on in life, in business life, to unleash that. And it happened one day when an employee came in and said, listen, we need a $2 an hour raise. And I said, I wish I could give it to you, but I don't have the money. I said, I need more production. And they said, well, if you gave us that raise, the machines would never stop. And I said, well, if the machines never stopped, I could give you that raise. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? So I went home that weekend and thought about, a way to maybe, put some type of system in that if they did, they'd get. I came back with a plan of productivity and safety and quality, and embarked on that, explained it to them, and essentially unleashed it and gave them control of their own destiny. So whether they ran the machine faster or paid more attention to quality or changed the machine over quicker or did their maintenance better so it ran more and increased the uptime, every one of those things that truly at the end of the day was under their control had an impact on their quality of workmanship, their quality of life in the workplace, and their quality and size of their paycheck that they took home. And it just exploded. And it really is, to me, the single most powerful tool that I've ever employed in business. And it took giving up control to ultimately gain the most control. And to this day, It still is what I would say amongst one of the most powerful tools we use to become who we are today.
Yeah. So I really commend you on what you did and how you learned through unleashing the power of the individual. And so now you're at 3,000 people about. Has that changed, or what's your leadership philosophy now?
Well, you know, no, I don't think that the philosophy has changed at all, quite frankly. You know, we keep that very simple. Although deploying it across business units and companies that you bought that you didn't necessarily, instill that culture from the very beginning is different than challenging. You have to win over the trust and respect of the people when you do buy someone or things like that. And I'll give you a perfect example. I mean, the very first thing I do when I bought a company is and a factory is I go in and spend, you know, what many would say an inordinate amount of money on the locker rooms and the bathrooms. And people say, why are you spending $500,000 on the bathrooms? I said, because I'm telling the employees I care about them, right? If my wife or my daughter can't go to the bathroom there, it's not good enough. It starts there. They have to know that you care about them and that they mean something to you. And you give respect, you get respect back. I want them to care for me and our company and our customers and our suppliers and everybody who touches us in the same way. Because that's what it's about. It's about a team effort because you can't win unless it's a full team effort. I'm here talking to you now. I'm not on my shop floor staring over someone's shoulder. I don't need to because they're staring over their own shoulder. You know, they care and they're empowered to make a difference. I mean, we have incentives, Robert, in some plants where I've seen weeks where they've made a $30 an hour bonus that week on top of their base wage. And we pay this out weekly, so it's constant reminder and reinforcement. But it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? The teammates keep themselves safe so there aren't issues in the work environment. They hold each other accountable. The product quality is second to none because they don't want it coming back on them. And they, you know, if they get themselves a bad name in the business community, the customer community, they won't get orders and they need orders to thrive. Their speed and production amounts keep going up because they come up with new ideas. Maintenance is in charge of taking care of the equipment to keep the patient running, right? Not on the operating table. The person who orders the parts to replenish that maintenance department has to make sure they're there so they're never down. The person that puts the product on the truck has to do it quickly and effectively to keep the warehouse flowing. Everything feeds upon each other and everyone is a important part of that cog and that machine that keeps it all running. And it's really a pleasure to watch, right? It's really fun.
Oh yeah. So this is really, you are an example of what is responsible capitalism, really, right?
And here's why it's important. You know, I first started out in a small, the factory was in a really small farming community. And as we grew and the more taxes we paid, property taxes, as we expanded in that community and the more families we employed, you know, I drive down the street and I saw another little shop open up and a corner store opened up and the restaurant, another restaurant would open up. And it just dawned on me how important we were to that community. And that's the same and true everywhere, right? So to me, what it meant was, you know, families could make a living and have a nicer home and they could afford a nicer car and they could afford a vacation and there was no financial stress. So they stayed married and they didn't have a problem about having another child and the school was well funded. And so on and so on and so on. And so, you know, all these things added up to a better community. And it is my fundamental belief that that is one of the biggest problems in our countries today, both Canada and the U.S., where we vacated the communities. We took away their purpose. And a community without purpose is a very sad, you know, state of affairs, right? You know, the homelessness goes up, the tax base goes down, the properties devalue, the city starts to crumble. You become a broken marriages because of this and divorce. So, you know, the supervision for the kids and the examples aren't there. There's more drugs, there's more crime, all of those things.
Barry, I have to cut you off on those notes because we're taking a commercial break, but first thing, everyone listen, redo your bathrooms and lockers. That's what's going to get employees. If you want one piece of advice, when we come back, we're going to talk about manufacturing in America, and we're going to talk about responsible capitalism. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com. And you could listen commercial free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email john@theceoforumgroup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Barry Zeckelman, who is the executive chairman and CEO of Zeckelman Industries. We heard this incredible story of how he built from 5 people to 3,000 at 19 years old, but now we're hearing about a great passion and a new leadership model that was created and has built an incredible culture. Let's talk about manufacturing. What is your take on manufacturing and its role in building the communities? And then we're going to shift over more back to responsible capitalism.
You know, there's a myth that you can't manufacture in North America. And I don't believe that whatsoever. I mean, we're living proof of that. You know, in a very, very tough industry with huge amounts of overcapacity, global overcapacity, supplemented industries from governments and trade laws that are broken all the time and abused. Here we are. You know, we've thrived and grown from $2 million a year to $3 billion a year, and amongst the most profitable companies in the world in what we do. So, and doing it in the U.S. And by the way, paying high wages. And we have union shops as well. So some union, some non-union. I can tell you that in 34 years of being in business, I've never, ever cut anyone's wage by even a penny. We've always ended up paying more. So, you know, there's a way to do it here, and there's a way to gain efficiencies, and there's a way to thrive and succeed. You just have to use the right tools that are all there in front of you. And those tools are your teammates, your people. They are the most powerful tool you can employ. And think about it, Robert. When you buy a new machine, you're investing capital. When you free up human capacity to think and do, it's free. It's free. It's the single largest return you're ever going to get. It's infinite, and it keeps giving. So you know, you hear private equity firms looking for a 2-year payback or a 2.5-year payback, or guys, you know, justify this investment. My God, we're justifying. You've got returns that don't cost you anything, and you end up with an environment that is so much more pleasurable to work in, you know, where there's mutual respect, where there's admiration, where there's care, and there's give and take. And it's just, I can tell you that I haven't worked a day in my life. It's just been fun.
Yeah, that is, I'll tell you, I am inspired. If anyone wants to go to your website and just learn more about your company, what is your website?
It's ZeckelmanIndustries.com. So www.ZeckelmanIndustries.com.
Let's talk about what your real vision for North America is. I know you have this concept of responsible capitalism. You're using it there. You're unleashing the power of the individual. What's your vision?
I think ultimately, you know, we made some mistakes over the last, you know, several decades. And one of them primarily is surrounded with education, right? So, you know, not everybody is meant to go into academia. And we need to start identifying that very early on. Just because you have dirty fingernails doesn't mean you're not extremely capable and can't be extremely successful in many different ways, not just necessarily monetarily. I know a lot of rich people who aren't that happy and aren't that successful. So, you know, we need to identify early on what pathway a young mind is to embark on and, you know, really promote that. And give them encouragement. So, you know, vocational is a skill set that, you know, should not be frowned upon. And we're seeing the issues with that today. You know, we don't have enough plumbers or pipe fitters or electrical technicians or carpenters or bricklayers or drywallers. And look what's happening. And we don't have that because we frowned upon it. And, you know, we went on this mindset that, oh, you know, you've got to go to university or you're going to be nothing. And that's just simply not true. And, you know, there's plenty of great livings to be made working with your hands. And it's also a stepping stone to becoming something else potentially. So we need to start there. But in doing that, we need to make sure that there is a purpose for these people and they have somewhere to go. And we can't just ship every one of these jobs offshore because they involve getting your fingernails dirty and leaving these communities vacant of the ability to sustain themselves. And we did that. And it's a huge problem, and we're paying the price today. And the price we're also paying is, you know, we went offshore for these sugar highs being this instantaneous cheap good, but what's the real cost of that good? What's the real cost of that T-shirt or that one steel part or that lawnmower or that washing machine? You know, is it that much cheaper, or are we paying for it in a higher deficit in communities where the tax base is gone and we have to subsidize that? In drug addiction, in crime, in incarceration, in broken marriages, and in lack of education, and then we're picking up for it. So there is a cost to that. It's real. It's there. It may not be the headline, but you're going to tack it on to the products that come in that are that cheap and are, you know, we're not paying taxes on. You know, we've lost the employment tax, we've lost the property tax, we've lost the business tax, and then we've had to subsidize it on top of it. So there's a huge back end cost to the so-called cheap good we bring in, and we need to be cognizant of that. And that doesn't mean that we can't trade with other nations and that we shouldn't source stuff foreign, but it shouldn't be every possible thing, every step of the way. And I don't want to pick on a company like Apple. They're a tremendous company. They've changed the world. But they got $280 billion of cash, arguably more than that now, probably more. I mean, I might be using an old number. But you've got to make everything overseas. You can't make something over here and maybe employ people at a decent wage scale. I mean, that's going to make 2 cents more a share. Is it really that important? Is it really that meaningful? And it's a bit perverse, don't you think? I mean, the very people that are driving up those share prices and are demanding that higher share price are the pension funds, the union pension funds, you know, all of these things where they're advocating and fighting for the working person, and yet they're chasing the jobs away, seeking this ultimate super high return. I mean, what's wrong with just making money and returning money to your shareholders and your community and where you came from and walking down the street with a smile on your face, knowing exactly what you're doing and what you're achieving for everybody? And I am the ultimate capitalist and entrepreneur, okay? I mean, I'm living proof. And I'm not saying I don't try and make as much money as possible, but I don't do it at the expense of where I live. There's one thing I love China. China's great, okay? And I want to go, I want to invite them to my backyard barbecue, right? I want them to come. But don't come here and eat all my food and drink all my booze and then throw up all over my house, all right? Come to my party and have fun, but don't take everything and abuse everything. And that's how we have to look at this. It's not all one-sided. We have to do it in a balanced manner because ultimately it means a lot.
On that inspirational note, we have run out of time, but Barry, what a joy it is having you on the CEO show. Congratulations. And CEOs, listen, you can change everything. It's a matter of a lot of common sense.
Agree. Thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Brad Prever. How are you, Brad?
I'm great, Robert. So good to be with you today.
And Brad is the CEO of Grant Thornton LLC. you are in a very competitive space in terms of accounting, consulting, auditing. How do you really differentiate yourself?
Well, there's really a handful of things that we look to differentiate ourselves. And the good news is we actually know this from talking to our clients and prospects because they see us uniquely from our competitors. But really it boils down to this is when we kind of look at ourselves, we look at people and culture as being the foundation. So one of the things that we've done is really invested in that culture and made sure that our people align around it. And fortunately, one of the things I did notice during the COVID environment is when we went into a pandemic, we actually galvanized around our culture. It was one of our strengths. So moving to technology by way of example, although it was painful, it was something that we were resilient about. We had agility and we acted very quickly. The second point I'd make that differentiates us is really how we interact with our clients. I kind of call it we have hard enough jobs, but wouldn't it be nice to work with people you really liked? That's the way I describe it, is that we have this relational way that we deal with our clients to get to know them personally and their businesses, their industries. And then through that relationship of knowledge, we can deliver better quality services that add more value.
So let's talk about during the pandemic. Now, you have won all sorts of types of awards on diversity and inclusion, on promoting gender equality. But during the pandemic, as you and I have spoken about before, there are a lot of challenges in that. What do you tell CEOs how to manage that? You've done, I believe, a fairly good job at this.
Well, here's the trick to successfully working through this, at least in my experience, is we went into the pandemic, which created its own set of problems, particularly around individuals that had to juggle things. So we had personnel that were in homes with their parents. We had staff that were three or four to an apartment in New York. We had individuals that were homeschooling their children. All of those created tremendous amount of pressure and stress in the system. And so to respond to that, we leaned into our business resource groups. Those are basically affinity groups where we've aligned people based on similarities to basically improve their professional performance and provide them the opportunities to have input into our business decisions. We reached out to those business resource groups and said, what do you need? How can we help? And a lot of it was around having some private time during the day. It was around, believe it or not, food insecurity, even for professionals. Remember that many of these individuals haven't had to cook their own meals 7 days a week. They went largely out to restaurants and fed their families that way. And so we responded to that by giving some more flexibility around the time that they work, adding additional days during holidays to give them more time to collect themselves and recharge their batteries. And then we provided them some discounts for food so that they could be better able to feed their families and prioritize their time appropriately.
And you have a lot of philosophies about leadership. Let's talk about some of those you use. Might even tie into something like fly fishing.
Yeah, well, the way I kind of look at leadership, and let me kind of give you a little description, is as a young man growing up and wanting to aspire to excel in my profession, one of the things that I did was I looked at leaders that I admired, and much like a suit of armor, when I found a characteristic or a trait that I liked, I just put that on. And so over time, I built this suit of armor around all these characteristics and traits that I admired. Well, as you can probably imagine, as I started to read more and study about leadership and understand better what leadership meant and the difference between management and leadership, I read a number of books, but they really never resonated with me. They really never gave me the feedback that I needed to say that my leadership was authentic to me until I read a little orange pamphlet written by Robert Greenleaf on servant leadership. I read that book, and I understood from the moment I read it that this higher purpose of serving others so that they can excel and be their complete selves and more successful by your assistance became something that felt comfortable to me. It was authentic, and I was able to use that as an authentic leadership style. As it relates to fly fishing, you kind of think about how those things fit together and you know how they basically can complement each other. Fly fishing is rife with business parallels, especially the need to be predictive and the ability to adjust quickly to changing conditions. So think of fly fishing this way. To be successful, it requires preparation, knowledge, and skill. Before you ever cast a line, you must research the area to be fished, the types of food available to the fish, the weather. Those things allow you to be well prepared, much like you have to be well prepared to serve a client. Once you're on the water, preparation gives way to focus and concentration. The most common mistake in fly fishing is not recognizing when a strike has happened. The same thing's true in business. The most common thing is not recognizing a client's need when it presents itself. And once the fish is hooked, it becomes the dance that's gives and takes. So you land the fish and release it safely, much like when you serve your clients and you leave them after you've done your service. So that's kind of a good metaphor for what I see fly fishing is and my philosophy around servant leadership.
And during this time, what's an example of how you've used this, either the armor or the fly fishing?
Sure. Well, the armor was simply, I think, a way of convincing myself that I could be a leader by imitating others. And I obviously had to take that armor off to become the authentic leader I needed to be. But as far as servant leadership by way of example, let's take the issue related to George Floyd and racial injustice. I could have, as a leader, boldly gone out and made a statement about that moment that affected many of our Black and African American employees and owners, and been righteous about it, tried to say the right things in the moment, gain political favor or brand, you know, promise from it, but frankly, that would have been inappropriate. A servant leader actually listens. And here's the difference. You'll hear a lot of leaders say that it's so critical that I have empathy, right? What I need to do is have empathy. I would argue it's more than that. You have to have compassion. Empathy is being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Compassion is being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and feel compelled to do something about it. That's the difference that really makes a difference as a servant leader. So I reached out to my African American business resource group and asked them, what do I need to know? What do we need to say? What is the position that we need to take as a caring firm around this issue? And they gave me a list of guidance. They helped me craft the words that we issued to our employees and to the marketplace. And they designed the programs that we invested in, which include scholarships for largely Black and African Americans and civil rights justice. So that's one way that a servant leader leads differently. They actually serve the needs of the people by listening and then with compassion acting on it.
I love that, by the way. Let's shift over into what you're hearing when you're talking about listening from CEOs. So CEOs seem somewhat confident now. What's your whole take on that? And you before commercial break.
Yeah, I think that confidence is probably more along the lines of comfort, because what we thought was going to be a 4 to 6 week event is now a 6 month event, looking like it'll be a year event. And we've become comfortable with that level of uncertainty. However, we have to recognize that that's not where CEOs are at their best. CEOs are used to being active and investing and growing and meeting their mission. And in this environment, we are actually postponing those things, and which becomes toxic, right? What you do is you become comfortable with the uncertainty, meaning that you don't need to act. And so, for example, if we're waiting around today as CEOs for some kind of change in the tax programs that the federal government has, and we're not actually thinking about it strategically and doing scenario planning for all of those potential outcomes, that potentially will harm us as CEOs, because we won't have the resilience that we need to be prepared for any outcome.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're about to take a break, but what you heard before is think about the armor. You might be putting it on early on, but if you put on too much, you're never going to be your true self as a leader. And the ultimate in leadership is servant leadership. We'll be back in a few, and then we're going to speak with Brad about two areas. One, how do you increase the performance of your organization? Two, how do you manage risk in this environment? Back in a few.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Brad Prieber. How are you, Brad? Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Now, you've been expertise in forensics. You've done in risk and cybersecurity. What's your take on what CEOs need to know about risk now during this year, which is somewhat like 1918, 1929, and 1968 all wrapped into one?
It is, with the exception that we've got $2.5 trillion of aid in the system that didn't exist at those times, so those create new risks for us. I would say it this way. In the wake of COVID-19, businesses need to be especially vigilant about strategic and operational risks. Resilience is probably an overused word, but basically it's the ability to adapt quickly to risk that's critical in this murky period that we're in right now. Already we're seeing kind of a curious and disturbing phenomenon amongst CEOs. Companies are showing more confidence because they're figuring how to play the difficult hand they've been dealt. And they can do that by cutting jobs and reducing investments and hoarding cash in this environment. Well, as we previously talked about, this is a bit unusual because CEOs are driven by different things than that. They're driven by growth, mission accomplishment, adding talent, and making sure that their business is secure. So they're not really managing to the downside risks right now. So they need to be vigilant. So the example I started out with about the stimulus was intentional. Look at fraud from a standpoint of the stimulus that's in the marketplace. You've got basically historic levels of fraud, waste, and abuse coming from bad actors who are seeking to skim this funding, dark web scam criminals and employee fraud, as hard as that is to believe. And one of the things I'll share with you is my spouse and I have had our identities stolen 3 times in the last 3 months. Once to get unemployment and the second time to get a PPP loan falsely. So again, why is that important? Well, one of the times they applied for a PPP loan was using my firm's name and my name as the CEO to apply for one of those loans. So again, if you're not aware and vigilant about those kind of risks, you're likely to not even think they're going to happen.
There is definitely a lot of risk going on. And I heard that cybersecurity risks were up 14,000% since the start of the pandemic.
That's right. And if you just actually reflect on your own emails that you've been getting, again, as the CEO of this firm, $2 billion in revenue, 8,000 people, I get a phishing that is not fly fishing, but P-H-I-S-H, phishing scheme every single day asking me to click, or my PayPal account's been disactivated, or my Microsoft account needs to be updated, all scams with the intention of stealing my identity or my passwords for personal gain inappropriately.
It's amazing to me during these dark times how these bad actors could do such things. But let's talk about something more positive, which is performance. What are you advising your CEO clients on how they can perform better so they emerge stronger?
We want to protect our people, be there for our clients, and keep our firm strong. I would basically set those up into categories this way. Purpose and people matter now more than ever. Secondly, growth, performance, and accountability are critical. And third, CEOs need to be vigilant about risk, as we talked about. So let me explain. As it relates to purpose and people matter, here at Grant Thornton, after months of seeking the right words to express our uniqueness, last January, we rolled out a new purpose statement. And that purpose statement reads like this: to make business more personal and build trust into every result. We adopted that purpose statement.
Like that.
Yeah, we adopted it, though, the timing right when the pandemic hit, and frankly, just when we needed it the most. The purpose statement helped us focus as coronavirus shoved us into a recession. As a CEO and as an accountant, you'd probably think to yourself, the pandemic would have led me to focus on financial matters. That's what I'm best at, right? But when I looked at the financial issues related to the pandemic, I saw people I cared about and who have made our firm great. At that moment, I understood that people mattered more than profits. So we adopted three principles to get us through COVID. Number one, take care of our people. Number two, to be there for our clients. And number three, to keep our business strong. As it relates to growth, performance, and accountability, this is about change and adaptation, and we have to be able to do this fast. And so that means we need to accelerate growth, keep pace with technology, and effectively mitigate risk. One of the ways you do that is basically drive more performance and ensure accountability towards progress, but that has to start with dynamic goals.
And so it sounds like the core systemic piece, the anchor, is the purpose. And that's what CEOs should be focusing on now.
It is. Again, what is really hard to stay focused and not get diluted when you have so many business issues that none of us are accustomed to presenting themselves in this environment. The way that you can help to respond to that is a couple of things. Is one, have a purpose you can anchor to. And two, instead of managing through the system with tactics, rely on foundational principles with, of course, the flavor of servant leadership to allow you to make those decisions in a grounded manner so that you're making them for long-term success and not short-term survival.
We've spoken a little. Let's talk about racial harmony. What's your vision for that?
Well, our vision is that we get a planet, including our own country, that respects all people as being created equal and have the same rights, much as our Constitution declares. As it sits today, I am trying to work with our diverse communities within the firm and also some outside the firm to advance what we believe is the appropriate agenda for more significant change. I kind of think of it this way. Leaders, I think, got very comfortable saying the right words, adopting the right pledges, filing for the right awards. But what didn't happen was the real meaningful action from a tone at the top. And as a leader, the way I look at it is this: my words are my promise, but my actions are my integrity. So it's really incumbent upon me to not only say it, but do it so that we get meaningful change.
I like that. Our words are our promise, but our action is our integrity.
Yes.
Let's give the final advice you have to CEOs in this world.
I've found that the best leaders have the discipline to set aside quiet time during the day to just allow themselves to think, to be creative, or perhaps even to meditate just to clear your mind. That time allows you to be creative, innovative, and to re-energize so that you can approach the problems in a much more healthy fashion than it is by just remaining on the treadmill 24 hours a day.
Oh, I love that answer. And I remember early in the pandemic, I was interviewing Brian Gallagher. He's the CEO of the United Way, world's largest non-for-profit. And I was asking him, we've spoken tons of times, what the differences were. He says, "Robert, now I meditate." I said, "Really? How? Where?" He says, "Well, my commute, I'm no longer traveling all around the world. I now have that time and I do it." And based on that, I actually started every morning separating time for myself just to think clearly. What wonderful advice.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
There you have it. Great having you on the show.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.